Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
How to invest in real estate. That's today's show. Let's dive into it. Hey everyone, I'm Clayton Morris.
I'm Natalie Morris.
And this is the channel where we help you build financial independence. We do it through buy and hold real estate. A few years ago, we were able to leave our day jobs because of the passive income that we built up from our buy and hold rental properties. Well, today's episode is all for you guys just getting started. How to invest in real estate.
Right. So if you're new to us, you may not know that what we do and what we try to empower other people to do is acquire real estate so that they can live off of rental income for as long as they shall live, right? Now, maybe you watch some of these TV flipping shows and you think, oh, there's money in real estate. And that's why I started to search this on the internet. That's great that you were motivated, but we don't do that. We don't buy something, fix it up, and then sell it for an inflated price because that is only one transaction. What we do and what we want to inspire others is to buy real estate that they can hold on to and then live their lives not dependent on a paycheck, but now supported by something that you own. It's a performing asset. So we're going to break that down little by little in a four-step video so that you understand at least the framework and you can come up with a plan of action.
Now, before we get started, we kind of dive into some of these tips here. I think it's important to say it's okay that you're just starting out. Don't feel, what is it, fear of missing out, FOMO, right? Because all your friends are doing it, or you watch these shows, or you're watching this channel and we have lots of rental properties and you feel somehow inferior. Don't worry about it. Everyone starts with zero properties. You are okay where you are. And we're going to help you start to make that first step.
A big part of what we teach on this channel is teaching people to start with what they've got in their own balance sheet. Now, that's beyond the scope of this series, but we have lots of videos to teach you that, so stick with us. But we want to start high level, right? So where do you get started? A lot of times where you get started is like Google. And Google's not your friend in this case because there's so much out there.
The internet forums are not your friend, and they're going to give you all kinds of different chitter chatter. You're going to hear one person tell you to do it this way. One person's going to tell you to do it this way.
Right.
So don't start there. Okay. You need to start with yourselves. You need to start in your family with step one, which is really to identify your family's goal. What is your goal? Why do you want to invest in real estate?
Right. For some people, they think, oh, I'd like to get something for cheap, fix it up, and sell it for a lot. But if you sort of play out that scenario, well, then you've got a chunk of change, which is just a nest egg, right? But then that's not what you have for the rest of your life. If that's your only plan, then you better die before the nest egg is depleted. That's not really a plan. We plan to live. So we want to own real estate that pays us rental income for as long as we are living to support the lifestyle that we choose, right? So think about your goal. How much do you need to live on your current lifestyle or whatever your dream lifestyle is, right? And then you think about how then you own real estate in order to support that goal.
Right. And then you'll identify what type of property you're going to purchase. What is the property type that you're going to invest in? So we have a giveaway that's below this video. I would encourage you to download it. It's totally free. It's our financial freedom cheat sheet. It's 3 pages. You don't have to use it just yet. I don't know that you're there yet in this video series, but please just download it and set it aside for now because we're going to get there. But number one is really to plan your goal. Figure out where you're going, your monthly expenses, and what your family looks like, and then figure out what type of a property you are going to acquire.
Now, in the freedom number cheat sheet, we teach you about performing assets, right? Our sort of favorite type of performing asset is single family homes in suburban areas close to big cities, right? And so we find properties between $50,000 and $100,000, and then we calculate how much those will make in rent and how then we come up with a plan of attack to acquire those, right? So you have to figure out what you're comfortable with as a performing asset. Maybe you don't actually want to own any real estate. You want to own like some kind of fund that owns real estate. That's fine. Maybe you want to own an apartment complex. That's fine. Maybe you like what we do, single family homes. That's fine. Maybe you want to own like a
billboard,
a warehouse. Oh, a billboard. So, I didn't think about that.
Yeah, billboards, real estate. We've got a whole episode on billboards and self-storage centers. I mean, there's all kinds of ways to invest in real estate. But my advice to you at the beginning is to pick one of these, because once you start getting shiny object syndrome, it will throw you off track. So this channel is all about single families. If you're not interested in that, fine. Maybe watch this video series and go seek out large apartment complexes if that's what you want to do. That's not how we've been able to achieve financial freedom. So you must identify the property type that speaks to you, that you're comfortable with, and then move forward. Today's episode is brought to you by SendPro Online from Pitney Bowes. Now listen, shipping and mailing from your desk has never been simpler than with SendPro Online from Pitney Bowes. We started using them last year and it's just been a game changer. For $4.99 a month, you can send envelopes, flats, packages right from your desk and you're back to business in no time. Look, I know we have a lot of small business owners that listen to this show. If you're a new real estate investor, et cetera, it doesn't matter. You're a broker, real estate agent. You need to send a lot of stuff. And that's where SendPro Online from Pitney Bowes comes in. And guess what? For being a listener of this show, the Investing in Real Estate podcast listener, you're going to receive a free 30-day trial. Just to get started, check it out. A free 10-pound scale you're also going to get for free. You're going to get a free scale and free 30-day trial just to ensure that you never overpay. So you got to check it out. So you can save time, you can save money on mailing and shipping with SendPro Online. It starts at just $4.99 a month, $4.99. And you can also qualify for special U.S. Postal Service rates for letters and priority shipping, which is so cool. So it kind of locks you into certain rates, which is really cool. You can calculate exact postage online and you have that scale right there. So you can print right from your PC. So that's always one of my big frustrations about going to the post office is dealing with, I don't have the right weight. I don't know how much this is going to weigh. So then I got to wait and take it there and wait in that long line. You don't have to do that anymore. So here's what you do. You go to PB, that's PB.com/Clayton, PB.com/Clayton, like Pitney Bowes, PB.com/Clayton to access this special offer for free 30-day trial, plus that free 10-pound scale just to get started. That's PB.com/Clayton. Experience shipping made simple with a free trial of SendPro Online from Pitney Bowes. Thanks, guys.
And then you have to think about what market I want to invest in, right? You can do your research around. We don't actually invest in the area that we live because where we live is frankly just too expensive.
Too expensive. The taxes are too high and it's not landlord friendly. Again, you can go down these deeper rabbit holes. I like to think of these big points that we're making and there's little spider webs on our channel here that can lead you down finding, you know, what does a landlord friendly state look like? Don't go there yet. Finish these videos before you start going deeper into the more advanced discussions
about
these
things.
Right.
It's just a place to get started. So know the laws and the areas that you're looking at, right? Know the tax rates. There are just different things about different states that you will have to educate yourself about. And then you have to figure out, okay, I've chosen this suburban or urban area. I like it for these reasons. I'm comfortable with it for these reasons. How do you get started?
You may have heard this saying before, maybe not, but the profit is made on the purchase. What does that mean? That means when you're acquiring a property, you want to make sure that you're getting it for a good price, that you're paying below market value, if you can find that, and that you're going to be able to add value to the property later in the form of renovations, et cetera, that are going to help you elevate the value of that property over time. So market price is probably not going to be your friend unless the market price of that property is because it still needs a lot of work. Mm-hmm. So going on and calling up a realtor, or getting, you know, going on the internet to try to find deals like that is probably not going to be the best place to start.
That's usually not where you start as an investor. Now, there are some realtors who specialize in helping investors find deals. You can find those people. In fact, that's where we started, mm-hmm. right? We found a guy who wrote a blog and we thought, oh, this guy understands investment needs. We'll meet with him.
He understood distressed properties.
Yeah, right.
He was a distressed property realtor, which now it's very rare to find them. So a lot of the legwork is going to come down to you.
Right. These types of realtors don't have billboards in your town.
No.
The people who have billboards or, you know, like hand out notebooks with their faces on it, those are retail type realtors. They don't specialize in that kind of thing. They want to find you a primary home or sell your primary home. They don't know that much about investments. That's just usually the way. Now, I am a licensed realtor, so I know this. In real estate school, they don't teach that much about investment. Real estate school was 2 weeks long. Actually, it might have been 3 weeks now that I think about it. It was like a blip, but it felt like forever.
Yeah.
And of that entire course, it was like 2 hours was all we learned about investments. And I remember people in the class were like, I don't understand why someone would do this type of deal. And because that's not their main bread and butter. So nothing bad against realtors, but for the most part, you're going to have to find a way to find off-market properties.
Today's episode is brought to you by Rhone. That's R-H-O-N-E. You've got to check out Rhone. Fantastic clothing for men. I absolutely love them. In fact, if you've watched a video I've recently done on our YouTube channel, you've got to check it out, where I'm selling everything in the house. Well, I just shot a new video where I've gone through my closet and I've just gotten rid of so much old clothes. You know, it just starts creeping up on you. You just buy stuff over the years and half the stuff I've never worn or it's shrunk. It doesn't look good anymore. I'm like, why am I hanging on to this old, ugly polo shirt? For nostalgia reasons? It's ridiculous. It doesn't fit well. And my wife said, hey, what about that new polo shirt you just bought? Like, that looks good on you. Well, what she was talking about is Rhone, R-H-O-N-E. They have a new commuter collection out, and it's fantastic. And I said to my wife, okay, here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to throw out just about everything in my closet, and I'm going to buy a few really nice shirts from Rhone. Some nice polos from this company, and I'm going to buy some t-shirts from them as well. And that's all I'm going to wear. I'm done. I'm done with all these random shirts and outfits that I never wear anymore. Gone. They're all donated. So what is Rhone? You're missing out. You're really missing out. I didn't know about them until recently, until I bought a couple of their shirts, and I loved them. They make performance lifestyle and premium activewear. It's engineered to an unparalleled quality and comfort. They're absolute necessity for guys on the go. And they've got this new commuter collection that just came out with pants, polo shirts, shorts, and shirts that are all lightweight, comfortable, wrinkle-free. The commuter collection is good for all weather, anytime, from a weekday in the workplace to a weekend barbecue. I wore it to a business meeting, and I wore it on the golf course. So that's how good it is. And it's so lightweight, and I think my favorite part is that it's wrinkle-free. I mean, that might be my favorite part. It's wrinkle-free and comfortable. And I just don't worry about it like all, you know, when you got like just one cotton kind of shirt, it just shrinks like crazy. And that's not the case here at all. I love their stuff. I really do. So here's what you're going to do. You can get 20% off. For Father's Day, that's great. Maybe buy yourself something, right? Or if any ladies listening out there want to get the husbands in their life something great for Father's Day, pick up a great polo shirt from the commuter collection at Rhone. Here's what you do to get 20% off. Just go to rhone.com. That's Rhone. That's how you spell Rhone. rhone.com/investing to get your 20% off code. That's rhone.com/investing. Promo code investing for 20% off. That's rhone.com/investing. Again, that promo code investing. Thank you, Rhone. I love your stuff. My closet has never looked so good. Now, you can do this a number of different ways, right? Number one, you can just go on Craigslist and look in the for sale by owner section. Some of the very first deals that I ever did in my backyard were on Craigslist, finding off-market distressed properties that the seller just didn't want to hire a realtor. There's a problem with the property. There's other issues with the property. You may also find by just driving around. If you notice in your neighborhood, it's called driving for dollars. You can drive around your neighborhood or areas nearby, which would make a good investment zone. And you can find high grass, you know, and piles of newspapers, or during the winter when no one has shoveled the house in weeks. That might be a vacant house. Then you can start to knock on the neighbor's doors and say, what's going on with this house? Oh, they moved away 2 years ago, and et cetera, et cetera. That's how you can start to make deals happen, just by looking around.
Right. Another good way, I think, is how we started, was going to local real estate meetups, because there will be like-minded people like you starting to think this way, right? Who is the person in this town who finds the best deals? Maybe you work with that person, right? Maybe you make a contact with someone who's lending. Just sort of start to take the temperature of investors in that area. Now, if you've decided you're investing in an area you don't live in, well, then maybe you need to take a field trip, right? It's time to start to, or you can start to Google, start to get on the phone with people. You can even look up, you know, sort of Google wholesalers, Des Moines, right? And see who's doing deals there. Somebody's going to want to get on the phone with you and start to talk about what are investors looking for in this area and what kind of things are coming up. Get on some email lists. That's another good way. Someone's going to find a deal, blast it out to an email list. You know, now you have to think about how you're going to pay for those things, but we're going to get there in this series. The point of this piece is that you have to find a way to start to invest as other investors do, and don't think about market price, what someone would pay to live there. You're not going to live there, right? So that's not your price.
Very often I see on this channel people saying, where am I going to find a house for $60,000? The houses near me are $800,000. Well, guess what? The best homes are not going to be in your backyard, probably, and that's going to require you to do some additional legwork. But it depends on how hungry you are to actually make an advance in your life. You can do it. We've also got a link below to a wholesaling series that we did here recently that can walk you through step by step by step how to find some cheap properties and actually start to go through the wholesaling process to find properties. That's another way that you can do it. So in the second video in this series, we're going to start to talk some numbers, because it's incredibly important to understand how we invest. Like, when we get a deal on our table and we start putting our calculators and spreadsheets together, what does that look like? And how do you know if you actually have a deal?
Exactly right. So, okay, you understand now, you've got a new paradigm. You know, you're not just going to call up a realtor and try and buy the house next door, most likely. You know, you're not interested now in just flipping it for quick cash. That's not a performing asset. That's a single transaction. And so now you're ready, right? So you're ready to do the numbers. So we will see you in the next series. If you have additional questions, please put them in the chat below or reach out to us. We're always so happy to hear from you. And we should tell you that we teach this kind of paradigm for investing inside of your family in the Financial Freedom Academy. We're teaching you now how to become real estate investors. But if you really want to start to think about how to think about designing your life around a more free lifestyle, that means you're not beholden to your day job, you're not beholden to your debts, your mortgage, your car payment, we can teach you that. So please check out Financial Freedom Academy. There's also a link below. We're so happy that you've found us, and we hope that we can inspire you to do the very best with the money you've got and the money you dream about.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.